Ontario's premier is taking aim at bike lanes. In fact, Doug Ford and his governing PCs plan to introduce legislation next month that would limit the construction of new bike lanes by overriding municipal powers in a controversial effort to ease gridlock. In brief, new bike lanes would not be allowed if they remove a lane of traffic for vehicles. Doug Ford points to the Bloor West bike lanes, and I can tell you, I live out there. They're barely used by cyclists between Jane and Kipling, while vehicle traffic has lost a lane each way, and there are constant traffic jams in that stretch now. Of course, there are many, many other parts of the city, like Bloor West, closer to downtown, the Danforth. Bike lanes are widely used. What are cyclists saying about this proposed legislation at Queen's Park? David Shelnut is a cycling advocate known as the biking lawyer here in Toronto, and he joins us now on the morning Zoom with Andy and Jane. David, thanks for the time.
Hey, morning.
David, let's be blunt. As a cycling advocate, is this a bridge too far from the Ford PCs?
You know, you really gotta feel sorry for the people of Ontario when their governing party or government and their Ministry of Transportation attempts to address crippling gridlock across the province, and their suggestion is to go after bike lanes. There's not a single report out there that I've seen that show that bike lanes create congestion. Yet here they are grasping at straws instead of doing the real difficult work of assessing, do we need trains, electric trains? Do we need to have massive overhauls of our transportation system? Yeah, we're getting the Ontario line in Toronto, but we could have used that a decade and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of micromanaging, maybe a lot of micromanaging happening at Queen's Park. And you can't help but think, David, that Doug Ford represents a riding in Etobicoke. So is this just a way of making sure that he has support at home? Because all of us are complaining about those bike lanes in Etobicoke.
You know, if this is a political ploy to drum up support in his riding, then I hope the Minister of Transportation leaves this on the table that it was put on and doesn't bring it forward to the legislature. To stoke local animosities and extrapolate that across the province, taking away safe infrastructure from people who need it, vulnerable road users like cyclists and pedestrians, just because you're trying to drum up a support in your home base, is real dangerous. As a taxpayer, I find that really concerning. You know, the people of Ontario, municipal leaders across the board should really be asking the premier to think twice about this.
Is there a middle ground here that the two sides can come together on, David? You've got, you know, the extreme pro bike crowd that says we need to remove more car lanes, and you'll have the extreme pro car crowd that says we need to remove more bike lanes. They're not being used. They're a waste of space. But neither of those solutions is going to work. So what is the happy medium that's going to bring both sides together, that's going to make both sides happy?
I don't know that is the goal. The goal for the province should be to meet our climate commitments to reduce congestion and keep, as the premier says, Ontario moving. And to do that, you have to make decisions on transportation based on fact, data, and reports and studies, not on how you feel when you see one cyclist in a bike lane. Those kind of gut feelings have no place when it comes to transportation planning. You know, I would ask the anti-bike folks to direct even an iota of their energy against cyclists to the real issues facing this province: crumbling healthcare system, income inequality, rising food costs. You know, there are real issues that our premier and that people should be focused on. And if we all keep our eyes on the things that matter most, I think we'll be okay.
So what are we in for? Because this is going to pass. Mm-hmm. Doug Ford has a massive majority. How is this going to affect the province? Very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it will pass. I think the Minister of Transportation is a smart individual who probably won't put this forward because it doesn't make a lick of sense. You cannot take away safe infrastructure that keeps people safe. We have cyclists in Allora, just in this month, Allora, Guelph, Kitchener, Belleville, Niagara, Toronto killed because there wasn't bike lanes. If you start putting up impediments to creating safe infrastructure, more people are going to die.
Cycling advocate David Shelnut, thanks again.
Thank you.